You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queer cast on the internet. Today is December 25th, 2005. That's right, I'm recording a show on Christmas Day or evening because I said I would post something on Monday, and I think it's, you know, appropriate that I record the night before, and that would be Christmas. I hope that everyone, by the time you're listening to this, had a wonderful Christmas yesterday, if you so celebrate Christmas, that is. Of course, there's tons of debate about what do you say to people at Christmas time. Do you say Merry Christmas? Do you say Happy Holidays? What do you say? Well, I guess you just need to know your friends to know what they celebrate. So for those of you who celebrate Christmas, Merry Christmas. And for those of you, my Jewish friends, Happy Hanukkah, because today is the first day of Hanukkah. I know last night you lit the menorah, but excuse me. Today is the first full day of Hanukkah, so Happy Hanukkah. It's also the first day of Kwanzaa, so Happy Kwanzaa. For those of you who celebrate Kwanzaa. You know what I did on Christmas Day? Well, you actually wouldn't believe what I did on Christmas Day. Because, let me just say that it's been I shouldn't even say tradition. This is the second year, maybe the third year I've done it. I use Christmas Day as the time to clean my house and take down all the Christmas decorations. I know what you're thinking. You're taking down your Christmas tree on Christmas Day. Well, yeah, that's what I do. It's been out for a month now or so. But I figure it's the best day because no one's coming over. I'm not going anywhere. Everybody is going to their own places, and the storage room won't be busy with people, and the I can borrow the hand cart and cart the boxes around. Oh, I feel so stupid, but that's what I did today. I actually watched Christmas movies all day and slowly took down my Christmas tree. I actually started watching the Christmas movies last night. I've watched probably six or eight different Christmas movies. I watched most of them were on TCM, Turner Classic Movie Channel. And I watched In the Good Old Summertime, A Christmas Carol, Little Women, Going My Way, Holiday Inn, The Shop Around the Corner, Christmas in Connecticut, and Meet Me in St. Louis. Lots of Christmas. Let's see, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 movies. That's okay. That's what I enjoyed doing. So it was fun. I took down the Christmas tree and packed up all the boxes and took it down to the storage unit and down in the basement of my building, and just enjoyed watching the holiday movies. I laid on the couch for a while, and just, you know, well, after down the tree, of course, I had to clean the house because that makes a big mess. So I got the vacuum cleaner out and dusted everything and rearranged everything and got everything back to normal. So as of right now, it's about 8 o'clock on Sunday evening, Christmas Day or Christmas evening. I have my house all back together and it's all clean. I also ran the dishwasher and did 2 loads of clothes. I know, it's crazy. That's not what people do on Christmas Day. I'm sure many of you went to families or your friends' houses and had a big meal and sat around talking and enjoying it. Well, I didn't do that. Because my family's all were spread out and everyone is doing their own Christmas thing this year, so I didn't do anything. And the boyfriend is in New Orleans with his family. He called this morning, and we chatted for a little while, and things are going well down there. His parents were able to finish the renovation on their lower level of their house, so they were able to have Christmas at their house. So, but they had a problem getting a Christmas tree. They couldn't get a big Christmas tree. They could only get what they could get at Home Depot, and he said that he is taller than the tree. So, anyway, so he checked in, and everything's going well with him, and he comes back on Thursday night. I pick him up from the airport on Thursday night. So That will be good to see him, because of course I'm missing him terribly. I know it's been a week. It's been, well, no. Yeah, I guess I saw him last Sunday for, yeah, so it's been a week. I haven't seen him for a week. Anyway, so he's coming back on Thursday, and I'll be really glad to see him. Excuse me. You know, one thing that people do during the holidays is eat a lot. Well, let's see, in the last 24 hours, my diet has been terrible. The boyfriend, well, he will hear this probably, but my diet has consisted of things like popcorn, Christmas cookies, fudge, and cereal. That's all I've eaten. Nothing of any nutritional value whatsoever. But that's fun. I think when I was watching the Christmas movies, I was just sitting there eating popcorn and Coke and just enjoying relaxing. But I'm sure you guys had much better diets or ate many much better things than I did. Talking about Christmas and gifts and stuff, I wrote about this on my blog, but I didn't talk about it on the podcast. I got a gift card from my students, and they gave me $375 on a gift card, and I decided, or maybe I did talk about this. Well, I don't remember if I talked about that last night or not. I mean, last time or not. I think I did. And I was talking about maybe getting an iPod Nano. Well, I went ahead and got an iPod Nano. I went on Friday, which was the worst shopping day of the year, but I went out on Friday and got to the Apple store at Tyson's Corner Mall in Virginia and got the iPod Nano. And I got to the mall early because I knew it was going to be very crowded and very busy. So I was there early and I was waiting outside the Apple store, and there must have been 20 to 30 other people waiting at the Apple store too. So, but I knew exactly what to do because all these people were going to, a lot of them were just looking, but I walked right over to that iPod Express table. They had a table set up where you could just, if you know what exactly what you want, you're using a credit card, you just tell them what you want, and they just zip your credit card through, and they email you the receipt. They don't wait for a printed receipt. It's just like, here you go, here's your iPod, thank you, goodbye. And it was really quick. It was really easy. And I got the iPod Nano, the white 4 GB iPod Nano, and while it's not the size of it is, I mean, the capacity is not large enough to hold my entire music library, it is enough to hold plenty of music and all the podcasts that I'll be listening to. And I went ahead and got the lanyard that has the earphones in it, so that I can just hang it around my neck and plug the earphones into my ears and not have to worry about it clipping it onto anything or carrying it or anything. So it's nice. That's nice. Excuse me. Why is it every time I sit down to do a podcast, I get this little like tickly thing in my throat? I don't know what that is. Maybe it's a piece of popcorn. I don't know, but I definitely have a tickle in my throat. Maybe I need to swallow. I also got the iPod Nano dock so that I could just plug the iPod in so that it can charge up from the computer and, you know, sync itself with everything I have in iTunes. So anyway, I'm enjoying the iPod Nano. I've been listening to it all weekend. I had Christmas music, you know, Christmas playlist, and have been listening to it the whole weekend. Excuse me, I'm bending over there. On Friday, I also... Did I talk about... No, I couldn't talk about this because I just decided to do it on Friday. I went out and got a new cell phone. I decided that... Well, I didn't decide. Sprint decided that I needed to get a new phone or a new phone plan, service plan, whatever, because my other service plan expired in or finished or ended in August. And I have just been going month to month since then. I haven't figured out what I wanted to do. And then I decided, plus I haven't had time, because every time you go to the Sprint store, you have to, like, make an appointment, because it's always so crowded. So I, where I was there, Friday morning, let's see, that did work out well. The Apple store opened at 9, and I was at the Sprint store by 10, because they opened at 10, and I was, like, the second person on the list, and told the guy that what I needed, like, I currently had this phone that had the picture. It was a picture phone. It had web service. I mean, it had all the stuff that I just did not use and did not need. Because basically, for me, a cell phone is just for emergencies or when you're going to someone's house, you want to make sure your directions or whatever, you know, just I don't challenge the cell phone at all. So I told him, I said, well, I want to downgrade the phone to something very simple. I don't need any picture phone. I don't need any of that kind of stuff. But I would like to add a phone so that I have two phones. Well, he doesn't know this, but because I wanted to get the boyfriend a cell phone because he doesn't have one. And there are times when he could call me, let me know he's going to be late or something like I do. I call him when I'm sitting in traffic. Excuse me, here I go again to clear my throat. Excuse me. So I told the guy what I needed, and he said, sure, we have that. As a matter of fact, they had, you could get two, if you buy one phone, you get the other one, second one free. And it was only a $30 phone. So, of course, the boyfriend's going to know this, but I am going to give it to him for his birthday. But anyway, I went ahead and got two phones, and one of them was blue, and one of them is black. The boyfriend likes blue, so I got him the blue one, and he's going to have his own phone number and everything, so... But we will share the minutes each month, which I don't think is going to be a problem because he's not, just like me, we are not phone people. We don't talk on the phone very much. So it'll really just be for, you know, emergencies and when you need to just make a call. So the guy, you know, I did the whole thing. I got the whole thing for like $30 and I got a discount. Actually, I got two discounts. I got one discount for being a long-term customer. I've been with them for like 4 years or something like that. So I got a 5% discount there. And then because I'm an educator, they put me on the education business plan or whatever it is. And I got an additional 7% off that. These are off my monthly charges. So I really shouldn't be out any money at all in terms of my monthly bill. If anything, the monthly bill should go down a little bit, which I think it will. But... that'll be for the boyfriend. He can, you know, feel comfortable having a cell phone. Plus, it's got these phones, since it's now Sprint and Nextel, the phones have the ReadyLink thing where you can, it's like a walkie-talkie, so if you both have them on, you could just, instead of making a phone call, you can just do the walkie-talkie thing. I haven't figured that out yet. I need to figure that out and turn it on and configure it so that I can try that out with the boyfriend, but I haven't figured that out yet. But that would be good to use anyway, like if we're both in the store or something and can't find each other. I don't know, just another thing to have. So I got the cell phones, and it was a good deal, and they're brand new and all that kind of stuff, so I'm pleased with that. I got that. I was like checking these things off my list of stuff, like, because that was like one of the things I wanted to do while I was off, and I did it. And then on Friday also, when I got home from doing all this shopping, I had a message that I had a package down at the desk in the lobby, and I went down there, and sure enough, it was my video camera, my brand new video camera. That was a nice surprise. Somebody emailed me, I think it was Lee in Pikesville, Maryland. He wanted to know which, you know, I should just, no, I don't want to turn on my email because it'll ding. I think it was Lee. He said, what video camera did I get? Well, it is the Canon Allura 85. So for those of you who are interested. Now, I didn't take any videos so far this weekend. However, this morning I was tempted to take like a video of Christmas morning because the weather was terrible. It was pouring down rain today, most of today, and it was foggy, and just the weather was just awful for Christmas Day. No white Christmas here. Well, there was some white because there's still snow around on the ground, so I guess you can say it was a white Christmas, but it didn't snow today. There's just snow left on the ground. Although a lot of it may be washed away with all the rain we had today. So anyway, I got the video camera, and it's going to be cool because it has a night light feature, which it's got a light that comes on at night, and it's a little better upgrade. It's got the microphone in jack so that I can do an external microphone, and so the sound is better. What other features does it have? I don't really remember, but because I really haven't had time to play with it too much. So I got the video camera. So in terms of Christmas presents, of course, I told you about the Christmas presents I got from the boyfriend, the plates, the napkins that match the plates, the decanter, you know, all that stuff. So, and then for myself, I got the iPod Nano, the new cell phone, and the new video camera. So I've had quite a Christmas in terms of presents for myself and from the boyfriend. So, and I guess, the, I, should I guess I'll just give the video camera or the cell phone to the boyfriend and not make it part of his gift, because I got him some other gifts for his birthday, because his birthday's coming up at the end of January. So I'm already thinking ahead. And I've already got some ideas. I've already got some things. Well, two things that I've already got. So I did want to move on to another subject. Has anybody heard of these eBay storefronts, where if you don't want to deal with the whole eBay thing, you can take your things right to the store and they will take care of all of it? Have you heard about this? I need to look into it, because actually I think I'm going to go tomorrow. There's one here in my area, and I'm going to take them my old 17-inch iMac, the first generation of the bubble iMac, the dome, the half dome iMac. I have that. I went in my storage unit, and I took the Christmas decorations down there today, I got it out of storage and I brought it back upstairs. And I'm going to, later after this podcast, I'm going to hook it up and make sure it's working and it's got the system software installed and everything. And then I'm write down some statistics so that I can, when I go to the store tomorrow, I can tell them all about it and that kind of thing. However, I don't know how much to charge for it. And I'm going to go ahead and throw in my old iPod Shuffle that I've been using for a year and make that part of the deal. And when I bought that iMac, I got the iSub, which is like the subwoofer that you can plug into the USB port, and it gives you the nice bass. So I'm going to throw that in the deal too, and I don't really know how much to charge for it. I'm hoping that they'll be able to give me an idea of what they think. Maybe they can do a search online, I don't know. Did we just end music? No, they're still going. So I want to I want to take that to the eBay storefront, but I don't really know too much about it. I don't know how successful they are, if anyone's done it or anything like that. So and I don't even know if they're open tomorrow. I'm going to do some research after I get off this podcast, because I don't really know anything about them. I just don't know anything about them. I also have to go to Home Depot tomorrow, because I broke the little, you know, those little clips. Okay, in your kitchen cabinets, there's these little, I don't know what they are. There's these little holders that hold up the shelf. Well, I was actually taking dishes off the shelf to rearrange it, because I rearranged the dishes today too. I'm sick. As I got to the last dishes and stuff, I went to move the shelf down because I want to make some more space in the shelf. And as I was pushing down on it to make it level, it broke the clips. So I only have like two that work now, and it won't hold up the shelf. So I have to go to Home Depot tomorrow and find these shelf clips to try to do that. I also want to do a little plumbing project. So I'm going to have to get some things at Home Depot as well. I don't know how big of a plumbing project this is going to be, but you know, in your bathroom sink, where the drain is, it's got that silver ring around it. And then that's where the little stopper thing goes into. I don't know what that's called, but I've got some rust and some, looks like, corrosion around mine. So I'm going to try to replace that part, but I don't know what it's called. So I'm just going to go to Home Depot and look around for that, and then get some plumber's putty and try to replace that myself. I know it's going to be going under the sink and disconnecting the drain and all that stuff. But I did that a couple months ago, a month ago or so, when I was fixing the cleaning out the drain. So I know how to do that. That's not going to be a problem. It's just a matter of finding the right piece that goes in there and having plumber's putty to fix it up right. At the same time, I think I'm going to refix the... I'm just talking off the top of my head now. Remember I fixed the drain on the dishwasher so that it wouldn't go into the overflow? I think I'm going to move that down to the... right into the drain so that I don't have to... I'm just talking for the hell of it. Actually, what I'm doing is I'm thinking out loud of all the stuff I want to do. So anyway, I have a busy day tomorrow. Shit, I better get up early. But I also better do my research on the eBay store so I can find out if they're even open tomorrow, because that would suck if I drag all that crap down there and they're not open. But I do have other errands to run tomorrow, because like the boyfriend's out of town and his Christmas tree is like probably dying, so I have to go over to his house tomorrow and water his Christmas tree. And I think while I'm there, I'll go ahead and take his Christmas presents, because he left them here last weekend, and I will take them to his house and put them under his tree. That would be nice. Well, he only left the VCR DVD player that I got him. So, you know, speaking of eBay, my artist friend Bob posted three more pictures on the eBay for that I have, or pictures, artwork that I did. You know, I don't like this song. I want to change this song. I don't like that one either. This one, I like this one. Listen to this a little bit. You know, this is the last time I can do Christmas music because we're getting out of Christmas. I have to find some end of the year music, like Auld Lang Syne or something. I don't know. We'll have to play with that. What was I talking about? Oh, eBay. That my artist friend Bob posted three more pictures of... I keep saying pictures. It's artwork. Three more pieces of artwork that I did, and there are no bids on them. But last Thursday... which that's the last time I did a podcast, they were the previous three pieces were coming up, the auction was ending, and in like the last 30 seconds one of the pieces got up to $46 for one piece of artwork that's like 4x6, and most of them were going for like anywhere from $6 to $12, and I guess two people really liked it because they bid against each other all in like the last 30 seconds well minute to 30 seconds to a minute. So that was really cool. I ended up selling one piece for $21 and another piece for $46, so that's really cool. So there's three more pieces up there, and on Tuesday, I think I mentioned this before, that I have a photo shoot with my artist friend Bob, and then on Wednesday I'm actually going to his house to do some artwork, so I'm planning on really trying to improve my art and work on the pieces. I've probably got 12 to 15 pieces to do. And that's going to take some time, so I'll have to do that before the boyfriend comes back on... Well, hopefully I'll be able to do it all on Wednesday. And I'm hoping the traffic isn't bad this week. I hope everybody's off this week and there's nobody out driving. Of course, tomorrow, the day right after Christmas, is going to be a huge shopping day, so there'll be a ton of people out shopping. I am going to get in that crowd. I hope it's just not bad, like shopping before Christmas. But anyway, I was talking about the traffic, because I'm hoping, because I have to drive down Central Virginia, Northern Neck area, and I have to go down 95 South, and I hate 95 South, so I'm hoping that the traffic is not bad, and people are at home, they're not best on Wednesday, so as long as I'm not traveling like next Friday, because that's when people will be going away for the New Year's. I am trying to think about a video, some kind of video I could do this week, but... I just don't know. We'll see. Anyway, this is a short show, only like 23 minutes or so, and that's fine. So, I think I'm going to get going, because I got things to do. So, this is your Day After Christmas podcast. I want to encourage you to call the comment line. That's 1-206-600-4763. And, of course, leave comments on the website, send me email. I'm trying to think, is there any comments on the website that I'm not... let's go to the website here, archerradio.com. I have two Christmas comments, because I posted a little Christmas wreath on there today. Mike Hip says, Merry Christmas, Archer. Say hello to Mr. Boyfriend for me when you talk to him today and have fun watching movies. Thank you, Mike Hip. Merry Christmas to you, too. And I did have fun watching movies, and I will tell the boyfriend next time I see him. And Homer, one of my blog buddies, I guess he is my favorite, he wrote, Happy Non-Denominational Holiday. Thanks, Homer. Happy whatever to you, too. So, okay, that's the comments. Okay, boys and girls, so I should have a show tomorrow. I have no idea what it's going to be about or what I'll talk about, but anyway, there should be a show tomorrow. So, boys and girls, until next time... I hope you enjoyed the holidays, and goodbye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.